Welcome to Glad News for Muslims, a ministry to motivate, encourage, and equip believers and churches to love all people and to communicate the good news of God's love and salvation to all, including those who practice Islam. One out of every four people living in the world today is a Muslim. The Muslim population doubles every 20 years. Muslims are growing rapidly in Europe, Australia, Canada, and America. In fact, in Southern California alone, there are 1.5 million Muslims. With more, here's your host, Sammy Tanago.
Hello, welcome back, my Christian and Muslim audience. Wonderful news we read in the Bible, in the Gospel. Jesus is the perfect mediator. Jesus, the Messiah, is the perfect mediator between God and man. The Bible declares, this is good and pleases God, our Savior, who wants all people to be saved and to come to a knowledge of the truth. For there is one God and one mediator between God and mankind, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself as a ransom for all people. We read this wonderful news in the Gospel, 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 3 to 6. My friend, God himself is the Savior of all people. God wants all people to be saved. Why? Because God loves all people. Isn't this great news? God made a sacrifice through Christ, ultimate sacrifice, which is sufficient for the salvation of all who repent of their sins and believe in what God has done for them. God has been sending his servants to people to offer them his salvation. God is passionate in his offer. As I mentioned, he paid the ultimate sacrifice to purchase our salvation. You can be saved, my friend, right now when you know and accept the truth of the Word of God, which I am sharing with you now. My friend, not everything you hear or read is the truth that leads you to salvation from hell. Not everything. I'll give you an example. I don't agree with what I read in the Quran in Surah 14 that Allah leads astray those whom he pleases and guides whom he pleases. No. God wants to guide all people to the truth. God, as described in the Bible, such as the passage I just read to you, wants all people to be saved, including bad people, including sinners, criminals, atheists. God wants all Americans to be saved, all Arabs, all Jews, all people. Why? Because God has goodwill toward all mankind and God loves all people. My friend, this truth is very important to your salvation. The Word of God in the Bible is the truth, the whole truth. Let me mention to you another important verse in the Bible. In John 14, Jesus said, I am the truth, the way, and the life. No one come to the Father except through me. We have to acknowledge that we are separated from God because of our sins, because of the wrong things we did. If you put your faith in Jesus that he paid the penalty for your sins, you will be reconciled to God. You will be saved from paying the penalty for everything wrong you did. This is the simple message of the gospel. My friend, sin destroyed our relationship with God. All of us broke God's law. Because God is holy and just, we could not bring ourselves near to God. We needed a mediator, a middle person between us and God. The mediator, Jesus, gave himself as a ransom for all of us. He paid a price sufficient for the salvation of all mankind. Jesus Christ is the mediator, my friend, who makes peace between us and God. Because we deserve to die for all the wrong things we committed. Jesus Christ died for us on our behalf. Why? To save us from death and hell. The Bible teaches us. Let me read this passage to you again in 1 Timothy chapter 2. This is good and pleases God, our Savior, who wants all people to be saved and to come to a knowledge of the truth. For there is one God and one mediator between God and the mankind, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself as a ransom for all people. My Muslim friend, the Bible teaches emphatically that there is one God who is the creator of all people. Yes, we agree with you, we agree with what you believe, that there is one God. We don't disagree about this truth. However, God's oneness, my friend, is not merely a simple single unit as a table or a chair. Of course not. Let me give you an example. Consider that each human is one. Yes, but his unity is more complex than that of a one-celled bacteria. The oneness of man involves spiritual aspects as well as physical aspects. Because God is a spirit, infinite and eternal, his being is beyond our imagination. We believe in one God, my friend, eternally existing as Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. God chose to offer his salvation to you and me through Jesus Christ. This is the way God appointed. Jesus Christ, who came through the Virgin Mary to our earth, he came representing and embodying in himself the human race and nature. That is why we read in the gospel, there is one God and one mediator between God and the mankind, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself as a ransom for all people. My friend, I invite you right now to take a step of faith and believe in the salvation that God is offering you right now. Repeat this prayer after me if you mean it from your heart. God, I believe in Jesus, that he is my Savior from paying the penalty for my sins. He died and paid this penalty. Jesus, I open my heart and life to you. Come into my heart. Make me a child of God. Help me to enjoy God's forgiveness. Thank you, God, for loving me, for coming personally through the person of Jesus Christ to save me. God, thank you for your passionate love toward me. Help me to walk with you and to understand the truth written in your word in the Bible. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. My friend, if you prayed this prayer, contact me. Would love to rejoice with you, pray for you, send you some free materials, congratulate you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The rest of my audience, pray with me that God will enable us through his Spirit to share the message of his love and salvation, share Jesus, the most important message, to multitudes of people, including multitudes of Muslims. Let us pray in faith that God will use us for the salvation of millions of people, including millions of Muslims. In Jesus' name we pray, God. Amen.
I have a coworker who I can consider somewhat of a friend, who's Muslim. We talk here and there. I'm not as knowledgeable as I should be about the Bible. I would love to be more knowledgeable and try to help him because I'm concerned. But it's hard to answer some of his questions concerning the Old Testament and the New Testament. I had given him a Bible, so I don't know. You know, hopefully he still has that in his house.
Okay, we do have a fellow here in our church who is an Egyptian, and he probably knows more about the Muslim faith than what they know. He's very, very versed in the Muslim religion, and he's written a book titled God Loves You, My Muslim Friend. And many Muslims have been converted after reading this book. So I would suggest that if you want to give your friend something that would really help him, because it takes the Muslim beliefs and it sort of takes the Bible and shows comparisons and so forth, I would highly recommend that you give him this book by Sammy Tanaho on God Loves You, My Muslim Friend.
I have to tell you that God guided me to write the book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, to answer questions Muslims usually ask about our Christian faith and to present Jesus in the most understandable, convincing, and attractive way to Muslims. God used the Glad News book to help thousands of Muslims become followers of Christ. You can read many testimonies on our website. Please buy as many Glad News books as you can. Keep one of them. Give one to your pastor and the others to the Muslims you will meet through divine appointments. I encourage you to believe that when you take actions and invest in our ministry, God will use your life to help so many Muslims spend eternity with Him. To order, call 714-514-2558. Again, 714-514-2558. God's grace with you.
God's peace with you. Salam.
You've been listening to Glad News for Muslims with Sammy Tanago. For more information about the ministry, visit gladnewsministry.com. You can also call 714-514-2558 or write Sammy, S-A-M-Y, at gladnewsministry.com. This program is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.